Now we are pleased to hear from Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. Senator?
Thank you. Thank you for having me here today. I really appreciate having a chance to talk with everyone. Democracy as we know it is at stake in this fight. And over the next few weeks and few months, we have to join together and raise our voices like we have never raised them before. I want to start actually with talking about the Roberts Court. The promise of our justice system, the words carved above the Supreme Court, are equal justice under law. And for decades now, right-wing groups and billionaires have been trying to tilt the scales of justice in their favor and against everyone else. The result is that when it's corporations, giant corporations against individuals, businesses against individuals, the court has increasingly tilted toward corporations. And the consequence is the most pro-corporate court we have seen since at least 1946. In the 2005 to 2015, in that decade, businesses versus workers, businesses versus shareholders, businesses versus public interest groups, corporations won 62% of the time. Just think about that, and that has been a slope in that direction all along. One measure has been to see how often Chamber of Commerce win when it comes in on behalf of big business. And the answer is, back during the Republican Burger Court, the Chamber won 43% of the time. By the time you hit the Rehnquist Court, the Chamber's winning 56% of the time. And now, under the Roberts Court, the Chamber is winning 70% of the time. And the problem is that the pro-corporate judges who are now filling up our courts are more anti-LGBTQ, more anti-women, more anti-worker, more anti-civil rights, and more anti-environmental justice than any group of judges we have seen in living memory. The Kavanaugh nomination comes up in that context. And for me, the key thing to know about Kavanaugh is that he was not a random selection. He was not a selection where the Trump administration went out and did their own vetting. Nope. He came from a list that had been pre-vetted by the Federalist Society and the Heritage Foundation. Two right-wing groups had signed off, pre-screened everybody who got on that list. That makes Kavanaugh a threat to the LGBT community, to the people of color, to women, to everyone who isn't wealthy and well-connected. And I don't have to tell people on this call what the anti-LGBTQ playbook has looked like. Right-wing groups weaponized other aspects of the Constitution in order to override the rights of vulnerable communities. They've used employers' religious beliefs, for example, to override the rights of people who want to live in this country and be treated with dignity in this country. Kavanaugh's record shows he's willing to put corporate interests ahead of the interests of the people. So we've got a real problem here. This is truly about a takeover of our courts, the fifth vote in a lot of 5-4 decisions. But I remind people every chance I get, Donald Trump is not a king. He can't appoint somebody to the United States Supreme Court without a majority of senators. Every single one of us has to raise our hand and vote on this. And when people raise their voices, they get heard in Congress. We know that because it was almost exactly a year ago right now when enough people across this country had raised their voices that the United States Senate, by one vote, decided not to repeal the Affordable Care Act. By raising our voices together, we saved health care for tens of millions of Americans. And sure, I know, Trump and his administration continue to come after it, and they're coming at different angles. But stop for a minute and reflect on what that said about the power of the people. I remember January of 2017, right after Trump had been sworn in. And I thought, we could lose health care for tens of millions of Americans next week because they have a majority in the House, a majority in the Senate, and they own the White House. And that our only chance was people speaking out. And by the time we got to a vote at the end of July in 2017, we didn't have any more Democrats in the Senate than we'd had early in the year. But we had a lot of people across the country who'd come in off the sidelines, a lot of people who had joined protest rallies, who had posted on Facebook, who'd sent emails, who'd tweeted, who'd raised their voices, who'd made phone calls to people here in Washington, all to say healthcare matters to me. Well, that's where we are right now on the Kavanaugh nomination. If we raise our voices, we have a chance to stay in this fight. Keep in mind, we just need one vote. We need three a year ago. Now we just need one. One vote. If we get one vote to join the Democrats, then we can push back on the Kavanaugh nomination. Look, I get it. This is an uphill climb. This is a tough climb. And big corporations, lobbyists, spineless Republicans will do everything they can to stop us. But nevertheless, we will persist. I know you'll be in the fight, but bring as many other people into the fight as you possibly can. We need everybody to be a hero. Get out there and fight. Thank you.